Okay, let's get back on the air. All right, hello, hello, welcome, welcome. I was dialed into 1095, but alas, this was not my show was not going out. So, I have jumped over back into Mix, and we're gonna start up the show. So, one second while I get the gosh darn music ready. Here we go. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Okay, we are back and we're live and life is good. Sorry about the trouble. Hello to Com. Hello, Stug, M. Stoney, X1. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, F Fog and Dirty Rig. It was fun to chat with you a little bit ago. Earlier during OpenVoIP, I tested playing audio out over the VoIP program I had. Managed to get the stuff set up, but alas, the auto thing didn't pick it up. So, such is life. We'll try and do a call-in show eventually, one day soon. If you do. Kind of to make up for that, if you do want to call in, my extension is 1908 on SDF VoIP service. You can leave me a message if you have a question about the news or a request or want me to download your message and try and play it on the air. Just let me know. Shoot it over my way and we can try and do that. All right. Well, because of this, we're going to go ahead and open up the bookmarks. All right, so we got to get started pretty much the way we always start, and that's their friends at
World
the
News.
World News. That's right. First in Ireland, Sinn Féin, or Sean Féin, Sinn Féin, that welcomes call for progress on Northern Ireland abortion services. Sinn Féin has welcomed a demand by the British government for progress on the introduction of abortion services in Northern Ireland, as the party denounced Democratic Unionist opposition to the provisions as shameful and disgraceful. Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, accused the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party of trying to reverse legislation imposed by Westminster in 2019, which provided for terminations in cases of fatal fetal abnormalities. "This madness needs to stop. Women are entitled to this. It needs to be delivered," said the Sinn Féin leader at Stormont. She was speaking after Brandon Lewis, the Northern Ireland Secretary, wrote to the First Minister, Paul Given, and O'Neill to say he would soon have no alternative but to take further steps to ensure that women and girls have access to abortion services as decided by Parliament and to which they have a right. Let's see. Huh. What is going on? Ah, sorry. My phone was playing a non-radio, and so as I was talking, I kept hearing myself, and I was like, "What is going on?" And it was, oh, it was my phone. Sorry about that. Don't get fooled. Duplicity. There were 22 terminations of pregnancies in hospitals in Northern Ireland during 2019 to 2020, according to the local Department of Health. The services are not widely available, which means some women seeking an abortion beyond 10 weeks in their pregnancy have had to travel to Great Britain for legally permissible terminations. The charity of Informing Choices, NI, said four of the five health trusts were offering medical abortions via oral pills for pregnancies up to 10 weeks, but no extra funding or service had been provided to women seeking terminations for pregnancies between 12 and 24 weeks since the abortion laws came into force in April 2020. So, Yeah, so it's pretty wild. There's also been criticism of Sinn Féin for abstaining on a vote at committee stand-up on a DUP-proposed amendment to the law to ensure there is no opening for future legislation allowing for abortion in the case of non-fetal abnormalities. Sinn Féin said the amendment, tabled by Given, was a deflection designed to appeal to the DUP's anti-abortion voters. Sinn Féin said it had no option but to abstain as it was opposed to the abortion for non-fatal abnormality pregnancies, and this was the position it took when abortion was legislated for in the Republic of Ireland, where it is the main opposition party. So, basically, I got mixed up. I forgot. Sinn Féin is not what I was thinking it was. What is it? It's called. Blah. This is not going to be good. I thought that we were talking about the Dáil Éireann, which is the Irish Assembly of Ireland. It's the lower house. I thought we were talking about an Ireland thing. But alas, we were talking about one of the parties, so that's why it was kind of political, heavy political. But yeah, as X1 points out, religion was highly politicized in Ireland, so it's kind of makes sense. All right, so we'll keep moving. We'll go to Turkey now. The president of Turkey has pivoted to Africa for trade. As you know, I like to talk about African news. Well, Turkish President Erdogan enters this weekend's G20 summit in Rome, fresh off an Africa tour aimed at cementing lucrative partnerships during another spell of tension with the West. From mining to health, energy to infrastructure, Turkish businesses are popping up across the resource-rich continent and signing deals hailed as a win-win. This pivot away from traditional European markets has already seen Turkey's trade with Africa balloon from $5.4 billion when Erdogan came to power in 2003 to $25.4 billion last year. Hello and goodbye, Shams... XIMX? I was going to say Shams X, but... Oh, they must be having some comm problems because they join and leave immediately. Stop! In the name of love. Sorry. Here, let's see. Is this a good backing track? There we go. This is the this is called The Torture Never Stops from Frank Zappa. We'll talk over it because Sham X keeps joining and leaving, which is painful. Anyway, we'll keep moving. So anyway, back from a visit to Angola, Togo, and Nigeria in the middle of another diplomatic spat with the West, Erdogan told an African business forum last week that Turkey wanted to see trade triple in the coming years. So this is really neat. One of the most strategic and controversial areas of this cooperation is defense, where Turkey's been flaunting the game-changing success of its military drones on the battlefields of countries such as Libya. Defense industry products offer a new opportunity, said Associate Professor Mersel Bayram of Ankara Social Sciences University. Erdogan once described Turkey as an Afro-Eurasian nation and has visited the most African countries, 30 out of 54, of any non-African head of state. The number of Turkish embassies in Africa has grown from 12 to 43 since 2002, with the national flag carrier, Turkish Airlines, flies to over 60 African destinations. The main reason for our increased interest in Africa is that we saw the potential there, Foreign Economic Relations Board Chief Nail Olpak told AFP. Maybe we saw it a little late, but we did. So I'm excited about this, because I think if China is looking to Africa as like handing out cool loans and making money that way, which is a legitimate way to make money, but doing these kind of projects with Turkey where there are these commerce projects, that's pretty exciting. Even though Turkey's a little backwards as far as, like, it's not as liberal as a lot of other countries, I'm still pretty excited about it. Man.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
That's true. The torture never stops. Has stopped because it was distracting me. So get this, drug heads. Laos makes Asia's largest ever drug bust. What?
That's correct.
Police in Laos have made the biggest single drug seizure ever recorded in Asia, according to the United Nations. You're Laotian, ain't you, Mr. Khan? Officers intercepted a truck carrying 55 million methamphetamine tablets and more than 1.5 tons of crystal meth. Discovery came after police stopped a truck carrying beer crates in Bokkio, which borders Thailand and Myanmar. The area, known as the Golden Triangle, has a long history of being a major drug-producing hotspot. Jeremy Douglas, Southeast Asia Regional Representative for the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Man, the UN loves long-ass names. It's the UNODC, told the BBC it was by far the largest seizure in the history of East and Southeast Asia. The record bust comes after police recently seized a combined 16 million amphetamine tablets and two separate operations in the same area over a one-week period. In the UK, amphetamine tablets are a Class B, and crystal methamphetamine is a Class A. There have been a significant increase in Golden Triangle drug supply in recent months due to unrest in Myanmar's Shan State, which borders China, Laos, and Thailand, Mr. Douglas said. Neighbors in the wider region are getting absolutely flooded with methamphetamine, and there is little doubt it's connected to the governance situation in Shan, he said. Strict COVID and security measures on China's Yunnan border with Myanmar appear to be at least partly why trafficking has increased east into Laos and south into Thailand to avoid losses. The huge haul was packed into Lao Brewery beer crates. The Lao Brewery Company said in a statement that it had no involvement in this case whatsoever. We are deeply disappointed that our crates have been abused as a cover for illegal activities and will not hesitate to take immediate illegal action. This is so funny. There's a quote here, but they said they will not hesitate to take immediate illegal actions towards anyone misusing our company assets, it said. But I'm pretty sure they meant to say legal action, not illegal action. if you hide drugs in our crates, we'll come and kill you. Border restrictions are pushing drug gangs into new routes. The border with Myanmar used to be used to the country's, known as the country's Wild West, a place where drugs, money, and people could cross relatively easily from one country into the other. Gambling is illegal in most of China, but freewheeling casinos operated just over the border. Anyone wanting to escape from China might look to get out of the country through Myanmar. For years, police and customs officials were all too willing to look the other way. If you find any crates of beer, double check. They might be full of methamphetamine. Well, I got some sad news, and then we'll play a song for you. There's always one sad song.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hundreds of sea turtles wash up dead in Mexico. At least 300 sea turtles have washed up dead on Mexico's Pacific coast. Preliminary exams suggest that the olive ridley turtles, Lepidocalis olivacea, drowned. An official with Mexico's Environment Ministry said. The official said they had probably become tangled in illegal fishing nets in the high seas or in abandoned nets known as ghost nets. Olive ridley turtles are listed as vulnerable by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, IUCN. The IUCN says that their population is decreasing and that they are listed as vulnerable because they only nest in a small number of places. The turtles were found up on Morro Ayuta Beach in Oaxaca on Mexico's western coast. The beach is one of the sites where olive ridley turtles come to lay their eggs. All the dead animals were females, turtle expert Ernesto Albavera Padilla told local media. It is not the first time a large number of olive ridley turtles have been found dead in Oaxaca. In 2018, fishermen found 300 of them entangled in fishing nets. Mexico banned the capture of sea turtles in 1990, and there are stiff penalties for anyone killing them. Officials said Mexico's Navy would join environmental authorities in their investigation of the deaths. Just wild. It's like these turtles aren't little. They're huge, and it's just real sad that they got... and all that stuff. Oh, and...
It's time for tech news.
Just a quick tech news story. This just in... Facebook has officially changed its corporate name to Meta, M-E-T-A, as part of a major rebrand. The company said it should better encompass what it does as it broadens its reach beyond social media into areas like virtual reality. Change does not apply to its individual platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, only the parent company that owns them. So this is very similar to Google and Google being, they moved the parent company or renamed it, and they created a parent company called Alphabet, and now all the Google companies are all under Alphabet. So similar thing. In 2015, Google, and then they mention it right here. In 2015, Google restructured its company, calling its parent firm Alphabet. However, the name has not caught on. Yeah, no duh. Parent company names are stupid. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg announced the new name as he unveiled plans to build a metaverse, an online world where people can game, work, and communicate in a virtual environment, often using VR headsets. He said that the existing brand could not possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future. Over time, I hope that we are seen as a metaverse company, and I want to anchor our work and our identity on what we're building towards. So, that's going to be something. Anyway. you know what? We're going to play a song called The Music Never Stopped by a band called The Grateful Dead, or just Grateful Dead. They are important to this country we call USA and to the world. Thank you, Grateful Dead.
There's mosquitoes on the river, fish are rising up like birds. It's been hot for 7 weeks now, too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Say it might have been the pity, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now, I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again.
There's a band out on the highway, they're high-stepping in the town. It's a rainbow full of sound, it's fireworks, calliopes, and clowns.
Everybody's dancing. Come on, children, come on, clap your hands. Sun went down in honey, moon came up in white. Stars were spinning dizzy, Lord, the band kept us so busy. We forgot about the time. Like Jehovah's favorite choir, people join in hand while the music plays the band. Lord, they're setting us on fire. Crazy rooster crowing midnight, balls of lightning roll along, old men sing about their dreams, women laugh and children scream, and the band keeps playing on.
Keep on dancing through the daylight.
Keep on dancing through the daylight.
No one's noticed, but the band's all packed and gone.
Come on, children, come on, clap your hands. Well, the cool breeze came on Tuesday, and the corn's a bumper crop, and the fields are full of dancing, full of singing and romancing. The music never stops. Thank you.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that's right. You are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. We will be doing a call-in show eventually. Might be doing something where, like, we record a call-in show and then play it back. I don't know. We got to figure something out. But we will do that eventually. I think what I'm going to do is try and see if I can't pipe the VoIP into Mix. Because if I can pipe VoIP into Mix, then we can do a call-in show where you just call my VoIP number. And that, my friends, would be super fun because that would solve all the problems. Anyway.
World News.
I like that, Andy C. I like that idea a lot. Welcome, Handy C and Tobe. Thank you much for tuning in. All right, we've got a few more stories to go through. Not a whole lot, because, you know, we got to go take our entheogen drugs. All right, so first, this is super cool. If we're talking about God particles and meeting God, neutrino results herald new chapter in physics. This is coming to us from the BBC. A new chapter in physics has opened, according to scientists who have been searching for a vital building block of the universe. A major experiment's been used to search for an elusive subatomic particle, a key component of the matter that makes up our everyday lives. The search failed to find the particle, known as the sterile neutrino. This will now direct physicists toward even more interesting theories to help explain how the universe came to be. Professor Mark Thompson, the executive chair of the Science and Technology Facilities Council, or SAFC, which funds the UK's contribution to the Micro-Boon experiment, described the results as pretty exciting. This is because a sizable portion of physicists have been developing their theories on the basis that the existence of the sterile neutrino was a possibility. This has been out there for a long time now and generated a lot of interest. The result is really interesting because it has an influence on emerging theories in particle physics and cosmology. The Micro-Boon experiment is based at the U.S. Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, or Fermilab, in Batavia, Illinois, just outside Chicago. But physicists from many countries are involved with the project. Neutrinos are neutrinos are ghostly subatomic particles that permeate the universe, but barely interact with the everyday world around us. Each second, billions of them pass right through the Earth, and everyone living in it. Neutrinos come in three types, or flavors, the electron, muon, and tau. In 1998, Japanese researchers discovered that neutrinos changed from one flavor to another as they traveled. Ooh. Oh, man. Soma is good stuff. Handy C, you're a card. I enjoy you in calm here. The flavor flipping cannot be fully explained by the current big theory of subatomic physics, called the Standard Model. Some physicists believe that finding out why the neutrino has such a tiny mass, which is what allows them to change flavor, will give them a deeper understanding of how the universe works, and specifically how it came into being. Current theory suggests that shortly after the Big Bang, there were equal amounts of matter and its shadowy mirror image antimatter. However, when matter collides with antimatter, they violently annihilate each other, releasing energy. If there were equal amounts in the early universe, they should have canceled each other out. Instead, most of the universe today is made of matter, with much smaller amounts of antimatter. Some scientists believe that contained within the neutrino's flavor changing is the cosmic sleight of hand that enabled some matter to survive after the Big Bang and create the planets, stars, and galaxies. In the 1990s, an experiment called the Liquid Scintillator Neutrino Detector experiment at the U.S. Department of Energy's Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico saw the production of more electron neutrinos than could be explained by the three neutrino flavor flipping theory. That result was confirmed by a separate experiment in 2002. Physicists proposed the existence of a fourth flavor called the sterile neutrino. Believe that this form of particle could explain the overproduction of electron neutrinos and crucially give insight into why the particles change flavor. Could you imagine getting some Neapolitan ice cream and you're eating it and you're like, oh, I'm going to eat the strawberry first and save the chocolate for last. And by the time you finish the strawberry, the chocolate has turned into strawberry? Oh, man. What a terrible trick, nasty trick the universe could be playing on us. Anyway, this is what I thought of when I was reading this. Anyway, but this result is not so much the end of the story, but the beginning of a new chapter. Dr. Sam Zeller from Fermilab says that the non-detection does not have to contradict previous findings. The earlier data doesn't lie, she said. There's something really interesting happening that we still need to explain. So I thought that was super cool. Just the last few things. A Long Beach school safety officer who shot and killed a teenager has been charged with murder. Surprise, surprise. Eddie Gonzalez, a former school officer, shot into a vehicle near a high school, striking the 18-year-old who died a week later. In a rare occurrence, a police person is being held accountable. And in Moscow, Moscow is partially shutting down as Russia sees record COVID cases. Moscow shuts down non-essential services for 11 days to fight the COVID-19 surge. And our friends in Nigeria, this is a great story. Sorry, we're running out of time. I thought this would be fun to talk about in a call-in show format. Islamic religious police in northern Nigeria arrested a man who put himself up for sale to escape biting poverty. Aliyu Idris, 26, was arrested on Tuesday by the morality police in Kano after pictures emerged on social media showing him holding a placard indicating he was up for auction at 20 million naira, or 49,000 US dollars. Kano is one of a dozen predominantly Muslim northern Nigerian states where Sharia law is enforced alongside common law. We arrested him for putting himself up for sale, which is illegal under Islamic law, said Lawal Ibrahim Faghi, a spokesman for the religious police called Hizba. He's in our custody, blaming the young man's abhorrent action on poverty and ignorance. So, what a world! We live in an exciting time, an exciting place. Time, place, and space. And our neutrinos can change flavors. I think that's pretty rad. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We're going to go ahead and go over to the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe now at 1930 UTC.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.